Smiling Faces the Podcast is a Defiantly Me production. To learn more, visit them on Instagram at Defiantly Me Productions.
Welcome back to Smiling Faces the Podcast. I'm Mike Bryant.
And I'm Victoria Dunn. And we are executive producers of Smiling Faces, our hit show about two girls who discover they are dating the same guy while working at a toxically positive spin studio. On this podcast, we provide you unfiltered conversations and answer the question, instead of self-care, why not revenge?
I do like a good revenge, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
my petty,
big fan.
My petty works that way.
Same. Mine set up similarly.
yeah, pretty much. For sure. I feel like we kind of have to like address the elephant in the room.
So yeah, out the gate.
You want to say something? You're like, how do you want to play this?
Yeah, I think it's very obvious to those listening that we're missing a voice from the podcast here. Mm-hmm. Jess Anguiano is no longer a part of Smiling Faces. I think it was a long conversation that I think came to the point of us realizing that we all have love for each other. We're all friends, but those are very different than a working relationship. And I think we realized that, you know, it's hard to get people that have the same type of work style to all gel together. And we realized that ours don't completely mesh the way that we would have hoped. And I think, you know, it got glaring. And so we had a tough conversation, but we still love her. I just saw her the other day, but she won't be on Smiling Faces, the project anymore. And so we won't be hearing her on the podcast either.
Yeah, still got love for Jess, like, you know, but sometimes working relationships, when you start working with other people, you start to see how other people work. And sometimes that doesn't work, you know, it doesn't vibe with everybody, it doesn't gel. And when you're working on a project like this, where we're going to be attached to each other, and we're, you know, we see each other a lot, we're going to be around each other a lot. You know, sometimes a working relationship can become more complicated than it really needs to be. And then it starts to affect the project. And so,
correct.
We love Jess. I got love for Jess. We're still friends, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we didn't want any kind of issues that maybe were brought up during the working relationship to affect the friendship. So I think it was kind of like a mutual understanding to keep the friendship good to like, let's cut the working relationship. So the friendship, which is like the heart of everything, still is good. So
yeah. No,
that agreement too.
Yeah. Like I am very much a proponent of like, I love my friends. I'm a huge, like, I love all my friends. Like sometimes I, you know, maybe to a fault, I love my friends and sometimes things don't work out. Like my best friend, Ernie, we started a business together. And one of the things at the top of this, on top of us starting the business, I said, if this thing becomes too complicated between the two of us, one of us probably needs to walk away so we can save the friendship. Cause that's how much I value the friendship, you know, at the end of the day. So it's it's bittersweet at this point. Like we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to continue to produce this show that we absolutely believe in. But we also wish Jess the best. Whatever else she works on, I'm sure she's going to kill it, knock it out of the park. So
yeah, and we'll be celebrating it all along the way. So yeah, for absolutely. Sure. I know she's got some stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Now, we've been away for quite a minute, all through the holidays.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Well, I decided, someone told me just recently, that what I did was not a vacation, because I think we all know by now I've had some seizures. I had seizures on the set of Smiling Faces, which is now, you know, people are aware of that. So I took some time at the end of the year to kind of like get myself recentered, rebalanced, figure out, you know, what I wanted to do. I've been, and this is a weird, it's weird to say this, but I've been podcasting for probably 12, 13 years, and I really wanted to be in radio. That was the goal when I first started this journey, I wanted to be in radio. I tell Lucy all the time, I only wanted to be semi-famous. I wanted to be famous enough where people just sent me things for free. That's it. I don't need to be on like all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And radio can be complicated. So I started podcasting, but I've always thought of myself as talent, not a producer, things like that. I happen to fall into producing and I just happen to be good at it. So I realized towards the end of 2025, I've been serving a lot of other folks and not serving myself. And so,
there it is.
Yeah. So like I've podcasted less for myself. I've worked less on my own projects, which is why I love Smiling Faces, because this was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to produce a TV show. And so, and I love TV and I love film, and you and I connect on that all the time.
We talk
movies and TV all the time.
Constantly.
Yeah, all the time. And so I realized that I had gotten away from a lot of my own personal projects, my own creativity, because I consider myself a creative. And I think that also made me unhappy. So with that balance, with the seizure showing up, not sure the origin of that, I just took time off. I am usually going, always working on the next thing. You can ask my wife. I'm always working on something. And I just decided that I wasn't going to work on anything. And do the minimum of what I could. I haven't sat in this chair a lot while we've been off. Because usually, I haven't sat in this chair, barely talked on this microphone, and just kind of enjoyed myself, took it all in. We also have a new puppy, which was also very disruptive to our lives. Birdie, everyone knows about Birdie.
Exactly. And so it was
my time to really like focus in on me, take a break, not feel obligated to come sit here in front of the computer and either produce a show, be on with somebody, or editing a show. All that stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been doing, kind of just being low key, all that stuff like
that. Yeah.
What I've been doing is nothing of what you've been doing though.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Like the whole internet viral thing happening.
Yeah. My holiday took a turn.
You took a lot of shots and it wasn't even about you.
It wasn't, but you know what I will say? People, once I, kind of spoke on, said my little thing for backstory for everybody, I went home for Thanksgiving. I didn't go home for Christmas. So because I was staying in town for Christmas, I'm friends with Raven Simone. And she said, why don't you come over to my house for Christmas? We can do it up. I was like, okay, cool. We talked through like a few days before, we planned out. We're like, look, we're not trying to do like, it was just us, like literally her wife, her mom, and me was like the whole plan. One other person ended up coming later, but that was it. And we're like, okay, what do you want to make? And she's like, I'm going to be making all these different things. And what of you? So I told her, I was like, okay, these are a couple things I'm going to be making. But she called like a few days later and was like, my wife says that our menu doesn't make sense. I was like, okay, I don't think we're trying to like curate a dinner spread. It's just us. We all can just eat whatever the fuck we want to eat. It's fine. And she was like, yeah, exactly. So we thought nothing of it. And then she told me, she's like, oh, by the way, because Miranda's like getting really into like TikTok and stuff. And I mean, social media is the way now. So Miranda said, hey, we're going to make a TikTok of just one of those, like, I brought the blah, blah, blah for dinner. I was like, cool, let's do it. I sometimes forget how visible they are. So
because when you post something, it's not going to get that reach. It's not going to get the reach. It's not going to get the hits. It's not going to get the visibility. But when you're dealing with, celebrities.
Yeah.
And who are in the public eye, you don't.
Kind of forgot. So when we did our little video, I didn't do some of the final presentations of things. So like I made a tofu that was very maligned. I will say I made it for Thanksgiving and it was delicious, but no one else seemed to think that on paper, the way it looked seemed right. Cause I didn't finish. I didn't take out the cloves afterwards. I didn't drizzle the glaze. Like I presented just like, yep, I opened up the dish and here it is. So we did that video.
You didn't even
post on TikTok.
Didn't even zhuzh it up. They didn't,
nope.
No,
gave it nothing extra.
Nothing extra.
And then I think my other big mistake, because I am vegan, was I said, it's vegan. And I realized in hindsight, shut the fuck up. Don't tell people things are vegan, because automatically that word, if I just said, these are the vegetables, these are the things I made, and left it alone, probably nobody would have said half of what they said about what I made. But because I established that I was vegan, everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
Which was tough. So it ended up going viral. Everyone started commenting on their TikTok. It got widespread. It got, oh my gosh, I think like a couple million crazy views. It got big. And then the Shade Room picked it up.
Ooh.
And so then it got even bigger. They did their rebuttal video of like, look, we agree. We didn't do a nice presentation of things. So I did a little video too, just to be like, I more so made fun of it. Like the whole virality been
great.
Happening. So
no, it was great.
I just took screenshots of all the things people said. A lot of it was like, I want nothing from Vicky, which I will say I hate being called Vicky. So that was the biggest thing for me. Just, like that was the worst
but
part.
The thing is you're just catching strays. That's the thing.
I was.
Like you're an innocent bystander. You just got invited to dinner. That was what.
Yes.
That's what happened. And I want to be very clear. Like you just got invited to dinner by one of your friends. It doesn't matter that it's Raven Simone and her wife, right?
Right.
She's your friend. You went over for food. But I think you're right. I think you were doomed as soon as it was like vegan friend.
That was the one.
That was
especially because I said my collard greens were vegan and everyone was like, they're vegetables. Why do you have to say they're vegan? What makes them vegan? I was like, you clearly didn't grow up in the South.
You didn't put no fat back in this, no pork.
Right.
Nothing.
Southerners put that in everything, like pork and bacon, all this kind of stuff. So I'm like, just say you didn't grow up in the South. It's okay.
Right.
Because that's why I had to specify that they're vegan. But I will say people once, the reaction that I got versus I think what they get is so starkly different. I don't know how they handle it because they were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you're dealing with the backlash of this. But you know what made me sad was they were like, well, hopefully you don't get death threats. And I was like, death threats?
Death threats. That's crazy.
Over collard greens? Like I was like shocked, which I kind of didn't have the heart to say I didn't get death threats. Actually, once I posted my little video making fun of like, man, people are coming for me. Everyone was really nice and supportive. They're like, damn, you made the Shade Room. You know what? I'm going to lift you up in prayer. Like you had nothing to do with this. Like you've been through enough now. Like one girl was like, your food wasn't actually that nasty looking. I don't know why people play. And I was like, thank you. One person said like, you were just minding your business. I was like, thank you.
Yeah. My favorite is I found out about it naturally. You know me, just scrolling through TikTok, minding my business. And here it is. I'll go, oh, Raven is posting what they have for. And I was like, I do know you were over there. So I didn't know you were there. So I was like,
yeah,
I wonder if Victoria's going to show up in this. And you did. And then I realized how badly it looked because I proceeded to show my wife. And I was like, look at this. I was like, she was like, that doesn't look good. And then I was like, let's look at the comments. And then the comments, I was like, ooh. That's when I knew. I was like, my friend is taking strays. It's not even her fault.
Yeah.
And I was like, I texted you. And when I found out you made the Shade Room, I was like, you know you made the Shade Room?
Listen.
I'm terrible.
Like, because of, it was tough. Like, just from association with her lately, I've been getting a lot of messages of, hey, you're on the Shade Room. Why were you on Hollywood Unlocked? You've been on this. I'm like, oh, yeah. So now we're more mindful of the things that we post together. And then now, like when we go out in public more now, because sometimes we've hung out, there's been like paparazzi and stuff.
Can you talk about, like, I texted you because I saw a video of someone looking like they're stalking you, Raven, and Miranda. And I'm like, I texted you. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was very weird because we were just minding our business, then looked up and saw like a big expensive camera just pointed at us. And I was like, okay. And so it's kind of like you try and act normal, but also it's weird because like I know they're not there for me.
Right.
So like it. So I was kind of like, okay. So I just keep on like shopping, acting like life is normal.
Yeah.
But after that, I think the next week she was like, maybe we try with our outfits next one. next week. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to put in more effort. Just to not look crazy.
which is wild that you can't even hang out with her and leave your house. Just, you know, you were like, I'm going to have a lazy Sunday. I'm not putting no effort in. You can't do that now.
Can't do it, which that's just like a small sliver of what you were talking about of like, you don't want to be the level of, you just want to be the level of famous where it's just like they send you stuff.
Yeah.
Like that, her level of you literally can't go anywhere without people stopping you and doing everything.
I don't need that.
Seems exhausting.
Yeah. I don't need that in my life. I don't need that. When I tell people I just want to be semi-famous, they're like, what exactly does that mean? I was like, I don't want people following me. I don't want a Hollywood tour outside my house. I don't need any of those things happening to me. But if you want to send me, I don't know, the early edition of your wine line, send that to me.
Yeah.
When Beyonce was sending out all those Adidas tracksuits.
A PR kit.
Yeah.
I'll take
all of those things.
For sure.
I'm a video game guy. If you want to send me the video game early, I'll take all of those things. But being tracked down at the farmer's market when I'm just with my wife trying to pick out a banana or an onion or a tomato, that's a little much for me.
It's a lot. And you realize how watched you are, because we went over to a stall where one of the guys, we finally went over there and he was talking to us and he was like, are you going to get, you know, whatever he was selling? And I was like, maybe. I was like, oh no, it's good, but like, let me think about it. And he goes, well, I was like, I'll be back, you know, next week and we'll see. And he goes, I know. He's like, I've been seeing you. And I was like,
oh, he's paying it.
Oh,
you're paying attention to me, sir.
Right. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I'm gonna get you next week. I was like, damn. But he's been well aware that we've been coming frequently. So I was like, okay, been watched, didn't realize it. It's weird.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But it's weird to see it as like, because it's not like I'm searching for Raven and what they're doing. It just pops up.
Correct.
And I'm like, it's just weird, because then I see you and I'm like,
yeah, just casually there, which has brought more people out of, well, because I think only like a small, because I don't talk about it a lot. So like a lot of people didn't know I was friends with her, but now like, because we had like a reconnection. And so now that we're like hanging out more frequently again, it's having like people randomly DMing me and texting me and be like, wait, you know her? Can you get her? I'm like, oh no, this is why I don't tell people.
This is how it starts.
Because then the favors, the questions of favors start up of, can you have her come to this thing for me and this thing? And I'm like, no, I'm not her handler. Like, that's my friend. It's weird. Like, this is why I don't tell you hoes this.
This is why I don't tell you nothing.
Exactly.
Y'all be asking me for things.
Yes. Because she did, I will say, as like the great friend that she is, she did do a solid and did a surprise cameo for a sketch show that I did, because we spoof a sitcom every month. And we did finally That's So Raven. So I played her. Hilarious. And I was like, hey, do me a solid. Like, are you interested in coming and surprising the audience and like playing a cameo? But like, nobody's going to know it's coming. And she was like, hilarious. Yes. And that audience lost their minds. It was so fun. Oh my gosh. It was so fun.
I was sad that we couldn't be there, but we have a Tasmanian devil. And anytime that we cannot personally watch the Tasmanian devil, we have to pay someone to watch our Tasmanian devil, because she does not do well by herself in the crate. So you said something. I was upset that I missed the surprise, but it looked like it was a fun time. It looked like everyone had a great time. And it even looked like Raven had a great time. So
she did. She was like, this is so much fun. She's like, I don't really, you know, act like often anymore. Yeah. So like, this was really fun. I was like, girl, and the stakes could not be lower. It's a Friday 9 p.m. show in Hollywood. Like,
nobody knows you're coming. So
it's and no one knows you're coming.
Yeah. You ain't got to deal with a lot of that stuff. So
yeah, exactly.
Cool. For the culture period, I think that was a cool moment, especially for those people who do sketch comedy and they do it and they feel like nobody's watching and all that stuff like that. Like, to have someone like Raven, who I think is a comedic genius, in her own right, physical and just regular comedy, in my opinion, for her to show up there in that show and have and not have stakes. It's not like she wasn't like, I'm doing this because someone told me or doing this because someone paid me, for her to show up to do a friend a solid. That's how you know she's a real friend, because she didn't have to do that.
Not at all. You know, not at all. Because also, she's not a night owl. So like, I was scared to tell her, because it's a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
I was scared to tell her her call time was 9:30. Because she's like, I am not out this late. I was like, I know.
I'm halfway in bed. Scared.
Yeah. And I knew she was going to be early. And she was. I was like, I gave you your call time so I could hide you from the audience. Yeah. This is a black show. We don't start on time. So I didn't want people to see you come in. Yeah. I said 9:30 for a reason. For a
reason, yeah.
Showed up 15 minutes early. She's like, I'm here. I was like, mm-mm.
Well, she's in show business. If you're not early, you're late. Like, correct. Trust me, I know that. That was one of the first things my broadcasting teacher told me. He was like, if you're not early, you're late. So always show up early. And I was like, got it. So
yep. And I mean, she's like, had that rule instilled in her since she was 3. Like, so yeah,
professional. And I love that. I love that. But yep, no, it's, you've been busy, man.
Yeah. You've been that teaching work, did some rewrites again, because I clearly can't stop doing that. I think every time I feel like every pass I look at stuff over and over again, then I'm like, oh, I could simplify the way I'm writing this. The scene descriptions are so long, but I'm like, I just want them to see it. And I'm like, you don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
So now I've like learned how to trim it more and more. So like every time I did another pass of just like one specific scene of tweaking stuff, but yeah, busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
I think people really want to know what the status of the show is. So, you know, where are we at? Like, I think the last thing we really talked about, and this really wasn't supposed to be this long. This was supposed to be a quick episode.
A quick update. Yeah.
But I think people really want to know, like, we shot scenes. And, you know, I think people really want to know what's the next step. We've shot scenes for our crowdfunding campaign that we're going to be putting together very soon, that a lot of people will see. Hopefully a lot of people will see. A whole lot of people will take, I don't even know, pity. We'll be like, you know what? These guys are great. They're trying hard. Yeah. They're creatives. Let me drop a little coin for them. We would.
Yeah.
We're also going to be appreciating that too. But
exactly.
What's the status? Where are we at this point?
Yeah, I would say obviously we had to do a little bit of a changing of the guard. So we had to, you know, kind of tweak some stuff there. But there is another producer that I know and love who is joining the team, Tara Malenfant. She's super talented. So she's joining on. She's got amazing experience. I acted in a short that she helped produce previously, but we actually met at a really, speaking of toxic places, a toxic women's only like social club, working as like people there. But she's super talented. So she's joining the team. She's like really tapped in to, I think, the industry and like what's going on there. Her dad is a screenwriter. She loves film and everything as much as we do. She just went to Sundance, so, and she went to some workshops there. So she's going to tell me the stuff that she learned at Sundance, which is super awesome. And we're actually, because we got, I think, some fun other things or people attached to the project. So now it's weighing the option with them of the route we want to go. Again, I feel like it's gone back and forth of web series, pilot, web series. But I think having, like, which avenue is the best way to go? Because I think there's pros and cons for both. So we're going to see if it's just like full-blown producing out the full web series, or I think with the people along the way that are attached, whether it makes sense to just focus on the pilot and see what, you know, what feelers come from that. Because I think that actually is more fruitful at this point. I know I've gotten direction of just make everything yourself and full web series and blah, blah. But I think there's so many film series, and because everything's leaning so much into independent now, I think it's safe and fair to try to make the pilot, which is essentially the first 3 episodes merged together, and then get those around the festival circuit. I mean, South By has a pilot thing, so I think it can work for both. It can go into pilot submissions for film festivals once it's shot, and then we can still have it broken up and do the first three episodes and give however many episodes need to be for, like, I don't know. Well, ABFF, I think, also has pilot, not, they have pilot and web series, so I'd have to decide, like, which would be the best way. But shooting the pilot first, which will cover the first three episodes, and see, like, the festival circuit first. So that's the plan. So getting Tara onboarded and then getting the ducks in the row to do the crowdfunding for the pilot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the train doesn't stop. It slowed a little bit, but we keep moving forward. We're not the only ones that change about how we want to do it. I feel like this is pretty common. Projects changing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do it this way. Oh, you know what? We're going to pivot and do it this way. And so I'm really good about the team that we're putting together. I feel really good about that. And Tara's coming on, who I think is going to be a great asset to us.
Definitely.
I think she will vibe with our working dynamic that you and I have established. And that's, to me, I'm excited for what's next. For a guy who's taken a break, it's been interesting to jump back into my normal schedule. So I'm excited for what's next, and hopefully everyone else is. How we're moving forward.
No, I'm definitely excited. I saw that, I think for all the Chinese horoscope stuff, that this is the year of the horse, which everyone keeps talking about. I feel like this is the most my feed has been bombarded with this information, but apparently the year of the horse is where, you know, you shed everything from the year of the snake and you're getting everything, like you've been dormant, figuring everything out, realizing what's going to work, what's not going to work for anything, like love life, personal life, work, everything. And then now is the time. I think the year of the horse technically starts like next week. And that's where everything like hits the ground running and your dreams and things you've been working on get actualized. So I'm excited for the year of the horse. This is it.
Same.
I already have a bottle of champagne that I'm going to get a little marker, a little permanent like glitter marker, and I'm writing smiling faces on it.
Love it.
And when we wrap, we're popping that bottle.
Hell yeah. I'm totally here for that. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're going to pop some champagne.
We're going to
breathe a breath of fresh air. Just relief. And to me, that's when the real work starts, to be honest.
Post and the distribution route. Woo, baby.
Yeah.
It's a whole other beast.
Yeah. Definitely a whole different beast. Is that it? Are we caught up? That wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't as bad. Yeah, no, that was quick, right?
Wasn't as bad at all. Mm-hmm. You know what? We're still trying to find our feet at this point, you know, because things change. Like my mom always told me, change is inevitable. And so, but life is always a series of adjustments. That's what I truly believe. It's your ability to adapt to changes. And so we've had some changes here. And so
I think
you and I's ability to adapt on the fly is going to serve us well. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, definitely. Same here. I can't wait.
Good stuff. Well, you guys can all check us out on the socials. Some socials are more popping than others. Mine is not. Victoria's is always popping. Apparently there's always something going on over there.
Yeah. It's like, I'm always posting the things. I don't know. So, I mean, of course, smiling faces underscore series for TikTok and Instagram. And then do you want to give them your personal?
Oh, yeah. You can check me out at the True Big Mike without the E and True. That's me.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm at the Victoria Dunn. Let's get it.
I love it.
Yay. Get your revenge this weekend. I'm sure there's something. Happy Valentine's. Happy Galentine's.
All of it.
Happy... I don't know. There was a Friday the 13th. There's All-Star Weekend. The hoes are outside. There's a lot happening.
The hoes are outside. That is the best way to end today's show. It's All-Star Weekend. The hoes are outside. We'll catch you on the next one.
Catch you next time.